On the live line is Santa Rosa School Board member Lori Fong. Good morning to you, Lori.
Good morning.
Good to have you. I know it was a late night, and many of the school board members and a committee, in fact, meeting about the school resource officer program. And this thing has taken a while to figure out, isn't it?
Because it's very complex, and we need to do a good job with our community.
Of course, this is the program that allows for a police officer to be present on high school campuses, and the controversy, well, it has been controversial, I suppose, depending on who you ask, since the inception, and a lot more scrutiny given to it after the social unrest that we have seen in this country over the past many months. And where is does the program stand at present?
The board passed an ad hoc committee with, should we keep the SRO program, school resource officer program? Should we keep with modifications? Should we get rid of it? So we asked for that recommendation. This committee spent twice as much time as we had actually given them because they just did so much research, so much data crunching, and so much honest conversation. I think we should be very proud. I'm singing their praises. We should be very proud that this is an exemplar model of civic discourse and thoughtfulness.
Well, a concept, huh? What a concept that. And I guess the question, it seems overall that the majority of people want to keep this program in place. Is that fair?
The majority of the people wanted to, but we are really cognizant and really paying attention to the dissents, the minority opinion that counts for a lot.
Of course. And it seems that some modifications will be in order as you review this process down the line. Can you give us an idea of what those modifications might be?
They did recommend modifications, and they were very thoughtful. And a lot of them were the same modifications from all the different groups, the parents, community members, staff, for example, and the SROs themselves. Number one, a more clearly defined set of expectations about what the school officers do. And a lot of it had to do with communication in terms of what will they bring to a campus, what kind of positive, proactive things will they bring to the campus. For example, kids' rights, right? Minors, the rights of minors, for example, when being stopped by police. Even traffic stops, you know, just like, who is the SRO? What are you doing on campus? Why are you there? You're just not a stranger on campus staring down at the kids. So it's that kind of communication. Also, the texting, driving, safety, there's a whole number of things.
Okay, and so where are we at in the process? What happens next?
We likely will have a special study session to give this as much time as it really needs for us to have that kind of broad community conversation. And that, again, is the exemplary way that we do things. We should be doing things in a community where people bring their ideas, minority, majority, it doesn't matter. You bring your opinion, we talk it out, it's discourse, it's respectful, we're listening to understand, and that's what the committee did. That's why it was such a beautiful thing. They're bringing it forward, the board will discuss, the board will hear more from the community, what the community wants. People bring their stories. We're listening to stories. There's mm-hmm. certainly stories of oppression, stories of racism, stories of bias. There are also stories of great connection and great proactive work by our SROs. And so this is almost it shouldn't be a referendum on law enforcement in the country. That we can't,
that's too big to take on for your purposes.
It
it's just too big to take on. But obviously the effect on school kids, on the officers themselves, and on parents in the community, all fodder for a lot of talk.
It has to do with privilege. It has to do with dominant culture privilege, white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we look at an officer as a friend, someone to run to, or whether we look at an officer as not a friend, somebody to run from. And everybody has different experiences, right?
Yeah.
And that's where it gets emotional, and that's where it gets personal, and that's why these kinds of conversations in a community together, making this path. And so my intention as board president is that we create whatever it is, we create it together, and we create a model program moving forward. And it has to do in the line of community policing, you know, community. You know, our school district, we want to be partners. We want to be partners with every entity in the community because we all raise our children, right? Take the village, that kind of thing. And so how do we do that? And my last comment, and it's only my comment, is that we cannot cast out a community member. We need to include, we need to be partners, and we need to raise our children together.
Well, we'll look forward. We're going to look forward to what transpires as a result of this and what changes there may be for the school resource officer program on campus. I know you had a late meeting and appreciate you being with us, Lori.
I will say the last thing I'm going to say, Patty, is that this is great community discourse, and it would be much more interesting and better than any presidential debate.
Well, good. Then maybe you can set a bar and put a framework together for the rest of us Americans because we could sure use it. That is Lori Fong. She is the school board president of Santa Rosa, talking about the future of the school resource officer program and what modifications that future might bring.